ULP. ULP monitoring. ULP monitoring. ULP. 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 ULP.
ULP. Excuse me, KO4. ULP. KO4 NUE.
This is KO4 ULP. How are your day going?
Good, Andrew. How about you? I'm checking out a new radio. How's it sound?
Sounds pretty clear, and I'm Alexander, not Andrew. But if you don't mind, real quick, I'm going to sign off and switch radios.
204 NUE, standing by.
For ULP. ULP.
ULP, KO4 NUE. How are you, bud?
Good. How about you?
Hey, you want a new call sign for your logbook?
To write it down.
Stand by.
ULP, KO4RYP.
A little bit slower in photonic offset so we can get that down, please?
Absolutely. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa. KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I live in Campobello. How are you today?
Doing fine. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Her license?
On Friday.
Congratulations. That's a great accomplishment. I've only had mine since June, so I'm not too far ahead of you.
Got a hobby.
So who got you started on this hobby?
K2RCL. He talked to my dad about it. We went on a vacation to Canada to go see family, and he stayed behind during COVID because they wouldn't allow him because he's not a Canadian citizen. And when I came back, he had bought a handheld. He doesn't have his license yet, but he just, you know, bought it. I listened for a few months, you know, I don't know, maybe six, until I actually got my license. And, you know, it's nice to be able to talk and not just listen now. So that's pretty much really what got me in. Then Russell, I talked to him, and he would tell me more about it. And, yeah.
Really cool. That's a great story and a great way to get introduced to the hobby and to get started. So that is wonderful. So what school do you go to? That's pretty neat too. I homeschooled my three children for several years. Homeschooled them until they went into third, fourth, and fifth grade. No, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade is when they started in public school. So I homeschooled them all up until that point. And I'm a teacher by nature, so I've gone back to teaching again, but I teach in a virtual school online now.
At home school this year, and I really enjoyed it. We had a Russell come over, and he built us a whole schoolroom. Out of our back porch, we put in, it's pretty much a sunroom. It has skylights and sliding glass doors and a big window, so it's very bright in there. If it's a nice sunny day, we don't even need to turn on the lights. But KO4 ULP for station ID.
That sounds great. We had a schoolroom too, complete with a chalkboard and everything. So we had a good time when we homeschooled. It allowed us the flexibility and the freedom to do a lot of traveling, and we made some really great friends and combined efforts with other homeschool families to do field trips, and even were a part of a co-op. So there is quite a large homeschool community out there, and it's just a really great option. I'm thankful that we live in a country that allows that option for parents to choose. So that sounds really cool. Well, Alexander, I've really enjoyed talking to you, and Congratulations again on your license, and maybe I'll talk to you again. This is KO4RYP. I'll be clear on your final.
To you, it was nice talking with you, and I, you know, I really like to get on the radio and talk, and it's nice to meet new people on the air and get to know them and how, you know, they did some things and about their weight equipment, and it's nice to, other, to meet other homeschoolers, so I enjoyed talking with you. KO4ULP.
ULP, KO4NUE. You're doing a great job, bud. A great job. You keep on doing what you're doing, and you'll be just fine. So this is KO4NUE. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. I'll be clear on your final, young man.
ULP, Chad. Don't think I got you in my logbook, so I don't see your call sign in here. So if you don't mind me getting that in here, I would appreciate that.
I will say again, words twice. Kilo, Oscar 4, November, Uniform, Echo. Kilo, Oscar 4, November, Uniform, Echo. How copy?
KO4NUE, correct?
And if you need a mnemonic to remember that, just remember the first three letters are the same as yours, but the last three stands for never underestimate evil. Got it?
Good, and how would you spell your name?
Hotel Alpha Delta. I say again, Charlie Hotel Alpha Delta.
HAD, correct? So, yeah, thanks for that information. It's nice to get other people down and, you know, get them in the logbook. That way I can look at my logbook and identify more people with their call sign. And, you know, you were great encouragement to me when I was getting my license, and you love to talk third party with me. I really appreciate that.
Anything I can do to help you. So, do you use QRZ?
Not sure what you mean by that.
See, okay. Well, maybe you need to talk with Mr. Russell. Talk with Mr. Russell about QRZ. He'll know what I mean. But next time you see him, talk it over with him, and he'll explain it to you. Russell does a really good job, better job than I can of explaining it. How about that?
QRZ.
Yes, sir.
In my logbook, so next time I get him on the air or see him, I can ask him about that. Just learning, you know, more as I go of the radio and how it all works and all that. So, but I really enjoy, and I'm probably eventually going to get my general, maybe in 1 week I'll start studying for it, and maybe hopefully before we end homeschool, I might be able to get my general. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I think it might be a good idea to be able to work into the HF more than I can with the technician class license. And maybe even I'll get my extra sometime soon.
Well, you know, as a technician, you do have a small portion on a 10-meter band as a technician that you can operate on. I think it's a 10-meter band. I'll have to look at the band chart to see. Let's see here, Alexander. Let's see. Yeah, so from 28,300 to 28,500, you can operate as a technician. But just only on the 10-meter band. through that segment.
My chest can only operate in 10 meters. But, you know, I might wait till I maybe get my journal before I actually get into HF. That way I could do more. Or, I don't know, I'm debating if I just hold off my journal again, HF radio. I'm not quite sure yet what I'll do next. So I'll try to get an HF with 10 meters. Do you know if they make radios that can do 10 meters? And then you can, like, bump up it up to, like, 12 meters or so what if I get my general, and then I could talk without having to get a whole new radio, just buy one that can already do that. Well, do they make HF radios? So they only make, like, 10 meter and 12 meter, and you have to buy each meter, or can you do, like, a different range of meters?
Purchase a radio that just does, you know, one band. Or you can purchase a radio that has a multi-band, where, you know, my personal opinion is that when I buy a radio, I want it to do as many bands as possible because that gives me more options. Now, obviously, you have to pay a little more for that, but that's okay. But options are always a good thing because, if the band conditions are not good on 10 meters, then if you have a radio that will do 10 and 40 meters, then you can switch over to 40 meters and talk there. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, but that's all personal opinion. You know, if you want a 10-meter radio and just does 10 meters, then you go get a radio that does 10 meters. And as a matter of fact, when you see Russell, tell him to give me a call. I have a HF radio that I will give you, but I'll need to talk with Russell about that, or possibly one of your parents, when you get ready to go get your license, or if you just want to listen. But I'll need to run that through your parents first. So, KO4NUE.
Station ID. So the radio doesn't do 10 meters. It's just for, like, the general class section.
KO4ULP. KO4NUE. I lost you there, bud.
Am I hearable now?
I got you loud and clear. You get a pen and piece of paper and write this telephone number down and give it to your mom or dad for me. And tell them that to give me a holler. And if you can use the radio and your parents approve, I tell you what, you just tell your mom or dad to give me a call. You ready to copy? 6-4-9-1-5-9-1-6-6. My name is Chad, and you just tell them to give me a call, and if they approve, and I'll just give the thing to you, but your mom and daddy has to say it's okay. Is that okay?
Does the radio do
10 meters, 40 meters, 30 meters, 20 meters, 80 meters, and I want to say 10 meters if I didn't say that one already.
I could start using that right now because I can do 10 meters. So, yeah, thanks for offering that to me. I bet my parents will be in touch with you. I don't think they'll be opposed to that, but, yeah, thanks a lot.
You tell them to give me a holler. Tell them that I'm a retired military and my wife's a school teacher. So you just tell them to give me a call, and we'll arrange to to meet one of them, and I'll, or we can arrange, I can arrange to meet with Russell, one of the two. But you, you just tell them to give me a call. Fair enough.
Work. So I've got to get off the radio now. So it's nice talking with you, 73, and I'll be clear after your final. And thanks for the radio. This is KO4ULP.
KO4ULP, KO4NUE. You're doing a great job, bud. We'll talk with you later. KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
4KWA, monitoring.
WA, KO4NUE, how are you today, sir?
Doing great. This is Charles. I'm normally in Hendersonville, but heading to Greenville. But I caught that cue, so that's very nice of you. And you gotta be careful what you say on the radio.
To that, I understand. So what you doing in the area today?
Upped up an electronics kit, and I've been collecting those, and I've been doing during the summer. I've been doing some day camps teaching kids electronics.
Great. What I mean, just doing basic. Is it programming, or is it, you know, circuit cards, or what's the deal?
So, yeah, we've actually only done it a couple of times, but it's building a radio, and there's a kit called Snap Circuits. It makes it real simple, and can go into a little bit of the science behind it as well, but the little components are on little plastic pieces that snap together, so it's really easy to assemble.
What kind of radio? Is it AM, FM, or what? I mean, that sounds really neat to me.
Kits, and you can build an AM, FM radio or AM only. It's not crystal. It's using transistor amplifiers and things like that. But, I'd love to. I remember as a kid somebody teaching me how to build a crystal radio. That was just a miracle.
As a child, I didn't build a little radio. We had a science fair here at school in elementary. One of the kids, that was his science fair thing, was he built a little crystal radio, and we got to listen to a couple of stations on it. It had just one earpiece kind of thing you stuck in your ear, and we'd take that thing out on the playground after the science fair was over, and we'd listen to that thing, and we just had a ball with it, you know.
It's powered from the radio waves. It really is interesting. And I just picked up some of those little high impedance headphone things. They're still kind of expensive, $4 or $5. You'd think that you'd get them from China for real cheap, but maybe they can't ship them anymore.
Yeah, I've been up on HF this morning listening to pretty much whatever band you go to, there's people talking about this shipping problem that's going on. I just can't really wrap my hands around why all that's happening. I know why they say it's happening, but, you know, at any rate, you know what I mean there. But we'll be safe on your travels today, sir. And, doing a good thing trying to teach the young ones, you know, things like that. I didn't have anybody taught me. My dad was a welder. He taught me at a young age, some high voltage stuff. But, you know, that stuff's pretty simple, you know. Some of it is anyway. Never got into circuits and things like that. But at any rate, well, you have a nice day, sir. Can't remember your call, but this is KO4NUE. Name is Chad out of Campobello. I'll be clear on your final, bud.
NUE, KN4KWA, good talking to you. KN4KWA, clear.